Well, good morning. I remember sitting right here on this chapel stage at this very piano writing song after song to the Lord when I was here at Hope a couple years ago. It was my sophomore year at Hope, and I was flourishing in my studies and loving worship team, loving what I did with them. But I was actually really sad in my heart. I was really going through a really down time in my heart. I was really mourning the loss of a relationship that was really precious to me, and I didn't really have a lot of hope at that time, even though I would have looked like it on the outside. But on the inside, I was really, really crying out to the Lord. And during that time, I came and wrote a song that I would later go on to record with the worship team called More Than Just Enough. And the song's theme is that the Lord himself is really more than just enough for anything that you're going through, because his spirit is more than just enough to satisfy our spirits. And a lot of times when I would write a song, I would have a question to the Lord, or something I was trying to express from my heart to the Lord. And he would come in, right in that song, and he would answer me right in that very song and speak to me of his love for me and encourage me and tell me that my confidence was in him, right in the midst of the very song in which I was crying out to him. And what I didn't know was that this particular song would actually come to have a much deeper meaning just a few years later in my life. My dad was my best friend in the world. He was my favorite person. He was so precious to me. He was just full of the love of God, you know? He was one of those types of people who, when you met him, you just felt like you had known him for years, you know? You could walk into a room, know nobody, and he'd make you feel comfortable just in an instant. I even remember coming home from Hope a lot of times, and he'd be right there at the door to greet me with his big apron on, and he'd just throw his arms around me. And I really felt like in that moment that he was the happiest that he could possibly be. Like, really hugging me in that moment was the epitome of joy for him. Like, he didn't need anything else. He just had that effect on people, and he definitely had that effect on me. Well, the year that I graduated from Hope, that fall, I suddenly lost him. And the Lord gave me incredible strength to sing at his memorial service and organize the music for it. But honestly, I did not know how I was going to go on after that. Truly, he was my favorite person in the world. I would have said that, and I would still say that. And it was really difficult for me to even think that I would ever have joy again to the degree that I had it while he was here. I mean, I was full of ambition, right, while I was at Hope. But it was gone when I lost him. Just gone. I really didn't, my dreams seemed to fade. It was like everything in my life was just ripped apart. And I had no hope. But I knew the Lord. I did know the Lord. But I was so overwhelmed with grief that I could not rescue myself. And I could not bear the thought of not seeing the person I loved most in the world again. I remember it got so bad that I was laying on my bedroom floor one night, just weeping, just crying out to the Lord, feeling so hopeless, begging him to take me so I could be with him. I was just in desperation. I really felt I had lost the one person in my life who truly understood me to my core. So it was super difficult for me. But the Lord helped me. And it was this very devastation, it was this very time of grief in my life that brought me deeper into God's kingdom and brought me knowing the Lord so much more. See, my grip on life became looser. The control I thought I had became less. I didn't want it anymore. I wanted the Father to have control of my life, finally. I surrendered everything. I had to. There was no other way. But my desire to know the Lord and his kingdom grew. My desire to understand and know God. My desire to understand where was my Father right at this very moment. It grew. That became the greatest desire in my heart. beyond all the earthly things, beyond the worldly things that I had once been ambitious about. And what's amazing is that the Holy Spirit began to illuminate the scriptures to me. So instead of just reading the scriptures for knowledge and understanding, they began to be revelatory to me. Everything I began to read, I believed to my core. And the Father healed my heart in that time. Radically, honestly, I did not think it possible to heal my heart from that kind of grief, but he did. He brought me to his word, and he would reassure me time after time after time that my Father was alive and well in heaven, that I would see him again, and that they both loved me very, very much. And though my dad was gone, it was as though the love between us just grew stronger. One day I remember leaning back and thinking to myself, God created my dad, and God created me. God even authored the love between us. Who is this God? Who is this amazing Heavenly Father? He must be the deepest love. He must be the most intimate Father. He must be the most kindred friend that one could ever know. Because not only did he create us, he intended that love between us. It was amazing to me. The peace of Christ began to wash over me in waves day after day. And the Lord really healed my heart at the deepest level. I can't explain it. No longer was I looking to this world to give me joy, but I was simply looking to my Heavenly Father for joy. You see, we have a Heavenly Father who longs for the very spirit that he placed inside of us. He longs for your spirit to be one with his. You know, the Bible says that he knit you together in your mother's womb. He intended you for such a time as this. And he gave you a calling. He gave you a name. He loves you so much, and he knows exactly how to speak to you. He knows exactly how to speak to your spirit, exactly how to heal you in the way that you need to be healed, you specifically. He knows you so well. He understands you even better than you understand yourself. He is more than just enough for you, for your heart, for your soul, for your very spirit. He is your Heavenly Father, and he is above and beyond all that you could possibly ask or imagine. Listen to these words that I wrote in my journal after the transformation of my heart in this way. The Lord has graciously swept me into his kingdom, and positive internal change has come to me permanently. I finally understand what the rivers of life are and what Jesus meant when he called himself the living water. It is an ever-renewing internal resource of God's perfect love and law flowing through us, creating joy, gratitude, righteousness, strength, trust, compassion, love, selflessness, prayerfulness, sinless living, beauty, inspiration, and obedience. It is God knowledge affecting the created. I searched for God and found God. The law of the Lord is perfect and true, reliable and eternally trustworthy. And it makes glad any sadness. It restores hope to the hopeless. Without the Lord and his kingdom, I would have perished spiritually and physically. He loves me and has great desire for me and the beauty he's created in me. And he rescued me from deep waters when I could not rescue myself. From my mouth pours the language of the kingdom. May nothing else ever cross my lips. I want the presence of God more and more. May hunger grow stronger. The Lord is so real, and he has answered so many of my prayers. He has waited so patiently, and I love giving back to him my gifts and my service. I am truly blessed, and I want to give thanks constantly to the Lord. Would you pray with me? Oh, Father God, you are our healer. You are our Heavenly Father, Lord, who knit every single one of us together in our mother's womb. Lord, we thank you that You are more than enough for our spirits, for our lives, Lord. We are to be satisfied in you, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you know every soul here. You know every person. You know every situation, Lord. Your love never fails, Lord. And you know how to reach into every heart and heal it perfectly, Father God. You know how to speak to every person here in the way they need to hear you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us today, and we pray you'd continue to today, Lord. Thank you that you satisfy our hearts, Lord. You are more than just enough for us, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for who you are and for your Son, Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.